Galnet News, 29th of September, 3302. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, employee claims MetaDrive boss was murdered. Tensions still continue to rise in the Pleiades sector. Where have all the commanders gone? Employee claims MetaDrive boss was murdered. Ran Corson, a junior employee of MetaDrive Incorporated and a member of the secretive organization the Children of Raxla, who's on the run from the Chi Orionis System Defense Forces, has claimed that MetaDrive boss Femi Dekarai was murdered by the Sirius Corporation. It had earlier been reported that Dekarai had died following a short illness. In a brief conversation with Commander Joel Cosmo, Corson claimed that he believed that his own and other lives were in danger. He claims that the highly respected Sirius Corporation that financially bailed out MetaDrive recently is attempting a cover-up of sensitive technical information about prototype hyperdrive technology. Tensions still continue to rise in the Pleiades sector. With a Majestic-class interdictor permanently stationed over the crashed alien spaceship in ABWB-24, a report from Commander Corrigendum states that Professor Ishmael Palin is now the unwilling host for a Federal Navy ship Gellan at his base in Maya. Both the Imperial and Federation ships have little time for independent pilots. They shoot first and ask questions later. Despite this hostility, the Federation's appeal for exploration data has been well supported, and the Federation has expressed its gratitude. No further alien crash sites have yet been identified, but the Federation continues to analyse the data that's been turned in. The Imperial appeal for construction materials was similarly well supported. The Empire has announced that its new operation base will be in the system containing the crashed alien spaceship, Pleiades Sector ABWB-24. Where have all the commanders gone? If you're wondering why the galaxy seems more lonely than usual, it's because a craze for the new space simulation game Beta is keeping commanders in their bedrooms. A spokesman for the Galactic Health Service noted that it's not healthy to stay hunched up over a computer keyboard playing games when you could be out flying around the galaxy, trading, exploring, and shooting each other. He expressed concern that the situation could get even worse when the long-delayed first-person shooter module of Stellar Citizen comes out towards the end of 3302. And that's this week's Galnet News. See you in the verse, Commanders.